Good afternoon. We remain under the influence of that deep storm in southeastern parts of Canada and its circulation. While snowfall coverage and intensity has diminished considerably from 24 hours ago, we're still seeing some spotty light flurries and snow showers in portions of the region, primarily downwind of Lake Ontario, where a few lake effect snow bands are drifting into the western parts of the Mohawk Valley and the Catskills. Otherwise, the rest of the region will see in and out sunshine through the afternoon, blustery and cold conditions with winds at times gusting over 20 to 30 miles per hour, and temperatures will hold in the middle and upper 30s, but wind chill values will make it feel like it's in the 20s through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, still a bit blustery and cold with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will dip back into the 20s. We'll lose more of the wind tomorrow, a more comfortable day, a big travel day across the region with mostly sunny skies. It'll be quiet and dry with temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Another disturbance will make an approach late tomorrow with some high clouds and thickening clouds tomorrow night. Precipitation will begin across interior New York and New England by sunrise on Thursday, mainly in the form of some light snow, which could coat the ground up to an inch or two in many places before readings climb into the middle and upper 30s during the daylight hours on Thanksgiving. Some places may continue with some wet snow during the day, while others will transition to a little sleet or just plain rain showers. Not a major storm, but certainly rather sloppy for the holiday as temperatures stay in the 30s. Another series of weak disturbances will move through Friday into Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and a few light rain or snow showers as temperatures reach the lower 40s. We'll begin a drying trend by the end of the weekend on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s, and right now it looks dry on Monday back into the middle 40s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after a brief period of dry weather, another Pacific storm is forecast to reach the West Coast by this evening and bring moderate to heavy rain from central California to Washington State. Heavy snow is likely for the Cascades and eventually the Northern Rockies as the moisture moves farther inland. Meanwhile, a disturbance passing through the central Rockies today will produce snow into tonight. 8 to 14 inches of snow is likely above 6,000 feet in the central and southern Rockies, with winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the mountains of Colorado and eastern Utah. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Otto, located about 220 miles southeast of San Andres Island and 335 miles east-southeast of Bluefields, Nicaragua. Otto is currently stationary, and little motion is expected today. A slow west-northwest motion is expected tonight into tomorrow, followed by a turn toward the west Wednesday night when the storm is expected to head towards Central America. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Otto is forecast to be a hurricane by tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Edinburg, Texas, to a low at 3 at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sun, windy, lower 40s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, lower 40s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and remaining windy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 70, set in 1931. And the record low, 9 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m. 9 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers, possibly a few heavier squalls and blowing snow off of Lake Ontario today, with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy and windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the upper 30s. On Thursday, we'll have some morning light snow, perhaps some sleet and rain mixed in during the day in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Friday and Saturday, a few rain and snow showers, lower 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Sunday, and sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.